My parents celebrated their 40th anniversary last weekend, and so my family was all together in town, and I was able to spend some time with my brother, Brian, and his family. And he has two small boys, a four-year-old and a two-year-old, and his two-year-old, his name is Walker. And Walker is just learning how to talk. He's starting to formulate some words, and it's been really interesting to watch and to see him grow. And he wanted to communicate his desires to his parents and to those around him, trying to share, let people know when he was hungry or what he needed. But he had a really difficult time communicating what he wanted to. He's still learning. He's still growing. He still needs to learn how to communicate, right? And they try to teach him a little bit of sign language, since they think that, you know, it's a little bit easier for young children to learn sign language to communicate than words when they're so small. But the importance is trying to help him learn, help him communicate. And it's part of our human development, is we all have to learn. We all have areas where we need to grow, to come to understand, right? As we learn things, as we get older, right, we learn how to drive. When you're 15 years old, you get your permit. You take driver's ed, though, so you learn how to drive. And then once you get your driver's license, guess what? You got freedom. Once you've learned how to do something, you have freedom to do something with that knowledge. Now you can drive wherever you want, right? And it's great to have those freedoms. It shows as well, when we reflect upon our intellect, the importance of knowledge. Knowledge allows us to do amazing things. It allows us to accomplish amazing goals as we learn things, as we develop our mind and our intellect. But there's important knowledge that often is neglected in our day and age. And that is knowledge of God. Knowledge of God has eternal rewards and eternal consequences. That means it goes on forever. Yes, we can learn how to drive here on earth when we're 15, but guess what? You can only drive for so many years, right? My grandma's 89, she can't drive anymore. At some point, sometimes people have to give up their license, or once they enter their eternal reward. So this knowledge that we have here on earth is temporary, but knowledge of God is eternal. And so we need to learn who God is. We need to learn how to love. We need to learn about who we are, created in God's image. And in doing so, it helps us to live in union with God here on earth, so that one day we can live forever with Him in heaven. By learning our faith, by learning our beautiful Catholic faith, it helps us understand how we're to treat other human beings. It helps us to learn how to respect other human beings, to see the inherent dignity in each and every human being. Today, we hear in our scriptures that St. Paul was a teacher. He was called to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. He wasn't a Gentile. In fact, he was a Jewish scholar. He knew the law. He studied the Old Testament through and through. He understood Hebrew. He was a son of a Pharisee, and he speaks about this in his letters. The importance of understanding was extremely valuable to him. And in doing so, it allowed him, though, to go further in life, to be a preacher to the Gentiles, to preach to the Jewish people, but also to preach to the Gentiles, to be able to explain to them that God loves them, that God forgives them, that God comes to them in the person of Jesus Christ, to help them know that they are not alone, that they have not been abandoned, that they have not been rejected, but they are accompanied by God Himself. And St. Paul is a teacher to these people. All of us are called to be teachers as well, to share with others the good news of Jesus Christ. No matter how small we think our knowledge is of the faith, it's important for us to share the faith with others. In the Catholic Church, we use the word catechesis, right? We like big, sometimes confusing words in the Catholic Church, and this is one of those examples. You don't hear the word catechesis typically outside of the Catholic Church, right? But catechesis means to echo back, to repeat back. And what does this mean? It means we repeat back the love that God has shared with us. First of all, God loves us. And so what do? We share that love. We give back. Or in our current day and age, we say pay it forward. We reflect back God's love, and we give it to others. In doing so, this is a way that we're a catechesis, or a catechist. We're called to share God's love, share God's goodness with others. And when we reflect God's love through joy, through a smile, through a kind word, through a sacrifice, through a kind text message, or whatever we do to go out of our way to show an act of thoughtfulness, We are a catechist. We reflect God's love to others. And let's face it, our world is broken. Our world is hurting. Our world needs God's love. It needs God's love so bad. And we, you and I, are responsible for bringing that love to others. So all of us have a responsibility to share the good news with others. This year, we've invited in our NET team to share the good news with our high school and middle school youth. You have the opportunity as well to share your faith in particular, in your own life particular circumstances. So in workplace, in your school, in your family, in your neighborhood, look for opportunities to share God's love with others. When somebody is in need, trying to reach out to them. When somebody is hurting, trying to give them comfort. All these different ways is ways that we share God's love. We reflect God's love. Also, in our faith, though, it's important for us to be a good catechist. We have to learn our faith. It said you can't give what you don't have. And so we have to learn our faith so that we can share our faith. That's why here at St. John's, we offer so many ministry opportunities to grow in your faith, to develop your faith. In the plaza this weekend, you see many tables and ministries set up out there. And all these different ministries are meant to help us become the disciple that Christ wants us to be. We're all called to be his disciples. We're all called to be a catechist, to reflect God's love back to others, to share God's love, to spread his kingdom here in New Brighton and beyond. And these ministries do just that. They form us. They help us understand how God works in the world. And they help us understand how we're called to live in the world. Help us understand how to pray. They hold us accountable. They provide support for all of us on the spiritual road to holiness, on the spiritual road to heaven. So today, Today and this week, we'd like you to reflect on how are you responding to the invitation of Christ? To invite him more fully into your life through being part of one of these programs, but also bringing Christ into the invitations along with you and the invitations that you receive to be part of various groups or activities or workplaces, to bring Christ with you into those places and to be a catechist, to reflect back God's love for you. In doing so, you bring goodness to the world. You bring needed healing to our broken world. Today at this time, I invite up Michaela Anderson to share with us a few words about our youth ministry program and also how Christ has reached out to her through relational ministry and people inviting her in. And that allowed her to invite Christ more fully into her life. And she'll share that with us and also how the NET team will do that too.